I'm just going to start recording because I feel like I'm kind of becoming self-aware. I'm just got through meditating. And obviously it's a new year. It's a new decade. And this is my first time recording this decade. But I want to be honest, because this new decade gives me a lot of hope. And I think that's something that I'm just blessed with, because I know there's a lot of people in the world, and I see it, guys. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat all day with my career, and I understand that there's not a lot of hope out there. But I think this is why I'm misunderstood, and I'm okay with being misunderstood, just so we know. I'm not complaining. I think there's a lot of value here for those of you listening. Being misunderstood is probably the key and hack in life. Why do I say that? Well, you look at all the celebrities and successful people. Most of them are misunderstood. And I'm not talking about by their friends and family. I'm talking about by the masses. That's what we're talking about. Attention from the masses. That's why these people are celebrities, or, you know, success obviously brings that attention. And so I'm luckily blessed to be hopeful, but I think that's misunderstood in a lot of ways. And let me explain. I'm always smiling. I don't know why. I think I get it from my mother, but I smile a lot. It affects me in business, in life, and in being a badass. Some of you dudes can relate. Or some of you women can relate with RBF, as they call it. Resting bitch face. There's actually people in California that will get plastic surgery just to get RBFs. Anyways, I do not have an RBF. And I think that because I'm smiling a lot, and I've seen this from people. Oh, goodness, it happened this weekend. Just people calling me out on things. Not necessarily truthful, but they're just assuming, like, oh, this dude's smiling all the time. He must be hiding something. And they're not right, but there are things I don't present to the public, you know. I think we're all like that. We're not just going to come out and take our shirt off or anything. But I loved it. I liked that this guy kind of said it. Obviously, he meant it kind of in a rude way, but I liked it for me because I can take criticism, y'all. And I actually like to hear criticism because it allows me to think deeper. Like, okay, why was this gentleman thinking that I was hiding something, or that I was, like, just acting? Because if you know me closely, my friends, my close family and friends, you know that I just smile a lot, guys. Like, I think it's because I'm hopeful in life. I don't know. I'm blessed, like I said, to be hopeful. About a lot of things. And I know that there's not a lot of people out there that are. Or, you know, there's people out there that are, but I think the majority of folks, they just feel for some reason like they're living for today. And I've got this patient mindset because I know we're going to live a long time. So with that said, I'm just trying to be self-aware here. And if I can help out anybody, obviously, that's the name of the show, Lending a Hand here, and really the name of my brand. Now, the reason I wanted to talk and get on here, I'm not going to lie to you guys, it's selfish. I just want to have this recorded for me so that I don't forget. So that when the time comes, maybe this information that I'm talking about in 2020 can actually help us, help me. And I say us because I do want to help other people. That's kind of my drive in life. That's what makes me happy, is, you know, staying healthy and active, helping my family, helping other people. And when you help other people, guys, it just comes back to you. It's karma. You will become more successful. You will become more well-known. If you want to be more liked, you can do that too. When you help people. So continue to lend a hand to your friends, to your neighbors. Just do one thing a day. Go out of your way to do something for somebody. A gentleman that I've had on the podcast, Todd Werpel, we sat down a few weeks ago, and last year, actually, and he talked about, he told me a story about when they were in Destin, Florida, and him and his wife, they're walking out to the car from Dairy Queen. They got some ice cream, and his wife saw three kids walk in. I think one of them may have had a skateboard or something. And when they walked out, I mean, one of them had an ice cream cone. And I just thought this was, well, I knew where he was going. Todd said eventually, she went over there. She said, well, why do you only have one ice cream cone? Well, they don't have enough money. So they just did something really kind and gave him $5 and let him buy a couple of ice cream cones. But I kid you not, the look, I wasn't even there, but the way Todd described it, and you'll have to go back and listen to a couple of the episodes with him on here because he's just got a commanding voice that you got to listen to. I've been telling him to start a podcast. He will one day. But the look on their faces and the way he described it was just priceless. And for $5, I promise you, it's way better than liking a social media post or sharing some content when you can positively affect someone's life. Kids don't forget that. Those things stand out in their brain. I know they have in mine. I know they have in Gary V's as he opened the door for a lady at McDonald's and his mom lost her mind. So anyways, it's okay to be misunderstood. Let's kind of wrap this episode up, wrap this little segment up. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just go into deeper topics. I don't know. I just picked up the mic and started recording, guys. That's the great thing about podcasting. You can do it anywhere. And I'm here on Anchor. This is an ad-free episode just because I want to give you all the value possible. But if you would like to donate to our cause of helping other people, we have a GoFundMe. You can go to the link in this episode and donate it monthly if you wanted to. Or you can just reach out to us at Lending a Hand, LINDING, a hand. And we're available on basically any social media platform you got. So we're even on YouTube TV now. Not regular YouTube, YouTube TV. Talk about that more later. That's a joke. I wanted to say thanks, though, to the people because this is the first episode of 2020. I wanted to say thanks to all the people in the last decade that have helped me get where I'm going, all my friends and all my family, obviously my mom, my best friend, Michael, Marshall. Man, there's just the list goes on and on, guys. My aunts and uncles. I've got a couple of cousins that have taught me a lot. Professors throughout the years. I mean, Miss Clay. I could literally just go on and on, guys, and I don't want to bore y'all and make this a end of kind of like a Oscar speech. But if you are listening to this today, then you know we got a few things, big important things, January 13th happening tonight, including the national championship game, Clemson, LSU. We're going to take a quick break. This isn't going to be an ad. I'm just going to jump from to a different topic real quick. And we'll be back on Lending a Hand. We're going to talk some sports and a few other things, guys. Stay tuned. What a night it was. I'm joining you here Tuesday morning on Lending a Hand, everybody. We did not do an update last night, obviously because of the national championship, but LSU took it home. You know, it was nice to see the SEC and at least nice to see the SEC teams win, even if it is Arkansas's biggest rival. But hey, I'm sitting here trying to get everything together and get the week organized. And so I wanted to jump on here because in regards to the first 10 minutes of this show, you heard me talk a little bit about transitioning and trying to find the attention and be different and almost be misunderstood. And as I'm, you know, posting on Facebook and Instagram and reading people's comments today, there's a lot of different ideas, and I love it. Thank you to everybody who's, you know, helping out and offering ideas. But ultimately, I am just in an interesting mind space because I'm really using this 2020 new decade to transition into a new me. Now, I'm not changing everything, obviously, but I'm really just trying to be more myself because, you know, even at times when I've done the show over the past 2 years, there's been times where I've been up and down in my life personally and professionally even. I recently left Clayton Holmes, as you heard in, you know, one of the previous podcasts maybe, but was there for about 5 months. It was nice. They paid great money. But ultimately, I just didn't believe in the product, mobile homes. And so I didn't enjoy selling them and giving them all my time. So at the end of the day, regardless, I'm looking and I've got some more time to do other things. And that's why I'm trying to transition here this entire month of January. I'm sure we'll have another episode of Lending a Hand this January. You know, I would love to do two. I would really love to do one a week, but I'd love to do two a month. And the reason is just to keep you guys updated, keep you coming back, keep engaging with you. Consistency is everything. And I've found, obviously, you probably have too, that the people you follow online probably are the most consistent at posting. The people you really like to follow. I don't care if it's your mom, your dad, or Will Smith. You know, that I'm not saying your mom and dad post consistently. I know Will Smith does post every day. And that's something I talk about. And I literally just answered a question to a gentleman. It's like, giveaways will work, but they're not something you want to consistently be known for every day. Because first off, that's going to cut into your money. And it's kind of a cheap way out instead of establishing a brand and establishing yourself as the product or the service that people need and want. Hopefully that makes sense, if you see where I'm going with that. My mind thinks in very business terms. I'm almost, I don't want to say unemotional about business, but it's all about numbers, guys. And if you don't have numbers, meaning money and cash coming in, then you don't have a business and it fails. So something to, I would really love your help with, whether, you know, you've got just an idea for me to throw around like, hey, Keaton, I just want to see you post more pictures in the gym. Cool. I appreciate it. Or if you've got an actual, as you've kind of heard in previous episodes, an actual business idea that you want to collaborate on. This is something that I have done with dozens and dozens of people. Not just collaborate, but help out from an attention standpoint. Because for me sometimes, and maybe you guys feel the same way, it's easy for me to give advice to other people and other brands and other businesses. But when it's me getting the advice, I naturally think, oh, I don't want to do that because maybe I'm insecure or maybe I'm just not used to it. Say like the gym idea, if I were to post more pictures in the gym. You know, it's a little nerve-wracking because I don't do that a lot. I've always been told, oh, Keaton, don't post pictures at the gym. That's a douchebag thing to do. Excuse my French, but, you know, that's just what guys would say to each other in locker rooms and stuff. But over time, I've realized, you know, I don't really care about their opinions. Obviously, I'm older. No use telling you how old. You can probably find that online. But when you start to not care about other people's opinions, we all have insecurities and things that we're not confident about. And that's probably what I should start saying instead of insecurities. Just things that we're not confident about. It's kind of like when you try something new. And at first, you're just nervous. You know, I remember the first time I probably picked up a basketball. I was like, what the heck do I do with this? But you just get better over time. And so it becomes less and less nervousness. You get more confidence. And confidence is the key to so many different things. In my opinion, it's one of the three biggest characteristics you can have as a person. One of the most important. Because it gives you confidence to try new things, to take chances, to not let fear dictate your mind. And this may be very motivational to you guys. I'm not trying to be motivational. I appreciate everybody that says I'm uplifting and motivational. It means a lot. But ultimately, this is very practical. Like, this is possible. And there are ways to instill confidence if you're not confident. You know, working out's a big one. Just go to the gym. And if you are friends with me on Facebook, or you follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat or YouTube, LinkedIn even, please, if you're here in Hot Springs at least, or I'll come to the gym with you, please reach out to me, because I actually get free guests that come to my gym here at Pulse Fitness in Hot Springs. So I'd love for you to join me. I have people join me out every week, and you know, it's free. I'm not charging anybody anything. So yeah, I'd love to get your ideas and help instill some confidence in you in the most practical ways that I know. And that's one of them. Another one is just hanging around people that promote you and say, yeah, go for it, instead of, no, don't try that. Be a yes man. Just like Jim Carrey, if you've ever seen that movie. Well, everybody, I think that's about all the talking I've got in me for this afternoon. Obviously, we got a little sports update. Congratulations, Tigers, on winning the national championship. Hopefully, we beat you next year here in Arkansas. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on this episode. I think we're going to get a YouTube channel. I think we're going to start doing more videos on YouTube, because ultimately, the podcast, we've got over 5,000 downloads, and I'm very happy with that. But I want to impact more people in the Central Arkansas area. I just, again, back to all this attention and everything, I just want, and I need people. I need people to want to use these tools that we have in our lives right now, like social media and the digital marketplace, to help themselves create a better life. And it's pretty much plain and simple right there, guys. That's what I want to do, is help people create better lives. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. And whether you're listening to this on Tuesday, January 14th, or you're listening to this on June 14th, 2028, I can't wait to hear your thoughts, what you believe, what your opinions are about this episode. And it'll be fun to look back at this in 10 years, right? Internet's not going away. All right, everybody. Until next time, see you later.